Our story begins at TM Productions, where Charlie is meeting with Hannah.
Oh, thank you. Gosh, please turn that off.
I take it you don't like grunge.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples.
Maybe I'm out of touch or something, but it just sounded like noise to me. I can never listen to that.
You know what? I think I agree. Seems like you and I have been agreeing a lot on these projects.
Great minds, I guess.
Yeah, something like that.
You know, Charlie, now that we've gotten to know each other a bit better, there's something I've been dying to ask you.
Really? Well, hurry, the suspense is killing me.
It's about Adriana Cummings.
Okay, next subject, please.
I really don't mean to pry into your personal life, but I know you were seeing her. But I also know that you tried to kill my sister.
Look, nosy, all I will say on this horrific, horrific topic is that Adriana really played me for a fool, okay? You know, I'm grateful to her for that.
Why?
Because she changed me, that's why. For the better. I mean, I have a whole new perspective on life now, and I'm not turning back.
Okay, I'm sure it's not something you want to talk with someone you hardly know. The curiosity was just getting the better of me.
You know, the funny thing is, everyone was against our relationship. I mean, everyone. I didn't see it, but I guess they were all right.
Well, from the messages you've been receiving lately, I take it you're back in circulation.
Hey, sorry about that. I had to give out my work number to a few people because I misplaced my cell the other night.
Are you trying to find a different person to date every day of the week?
No. How could you say something like that? Are you trying to make me look like I'm some sort of player, Cupcake? I have narrowed it down to 2 or 3 a week, all right?
Funny. Well, it's your life, and you obviously have it more together than I do.
What does that mean? You and What's-His-Face Malone seem pretty tight. One big happy couple.
We are. But I'm talking about my future. My career. You own your own business, and I still don't know what I'm going to do for the rest of my life.
Well, Cupcake, you are the sweetest thing I know, and I'm planning on keeping you very, very busy. Exhausted, in fact. At TM, that is, of course. Which means you won't have time to worry about anything else.
I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Oh, it'll be all good, sweetness. All good.
At Manhattan Monthly, Rex, Alexandra, Blake, and Raven are outside Blake's office.
Evelyn got on the elevator before I could catch her.
Could somebody please fill me in on how all this got started?
It all started when Evelyn pushed you down the stairs.
Alexandra, we have no proof that Evelyn did anything like that.
Oh, sure. When it was me, nobody cared about having any proof. Did you see the way she ran out of here? She's as guilty as hell.
Raven, Evelyn stopped by Murphy's Law last night and had a few too many drinks and said some very revealing things to Ellie.
Like what?
Like the fact that she's in love with Blake and that she hates you.
My God. But I don't get it. Why would Evelyn hate me so much? Enough to say all those nasty things to me.
Because you are Blake's star employee, that's why. And she's jealous of you.
Alexandra, you're making a lot of assumptions, and I prefer it if we deal with just the facts. Despite what you think, you're still working at this magazine because there was no proof that you had done anything wrong.
And the fact that you can't fire me without costing this place a bundle, I suppose that doesn't come into it at all, does it?
So now Evelyn has quit. I think we should call Joe Zegas and have him talk to her.
Aha! So you're finally starting to believe that I didn't do it. Well, it's about damn time.
Whether you push me or not, Alexander, you're still an awful person.
Okay, ladies, let's just stay on the subject at hand. I'm going to go over to Evelyn's apartment and try talking to her. Raven, just enjoy your time with your mother.
I want to come with you.
No, Alexandra, I think you've antagonized Evelyn enough for today.
Hello, Alexandra.
Dr. Ramos.
Am I on time for my interview?
Oh, I completely forgot about that. Sorry, let's go into my office. Blake, you let me know what Evelyn says.
If I can find her.
At Wilson's Diner, Dara and Clint are sharing a table with Heidi.
I'm in the middle of my last semester of the nursing program.
You're kidding. I thought you were still in high school.
High school? I'll take that as a compliment.
I'm glad I can make you feel better.
I'm over it now. I was just upset that first day. So where do you guys go to school?
Windsor Academy.
Are you seniors?
Juniors.
Ugh, I would take anything to go back to high school. I was so awkward and goofy.
Oh, come on. I can't believe that.
Hey, let me take this. I'll be right back.
Oh, I can't believe it.
What?
Why are we eating with this person?
Hey, you guys. What's going on?
Have a seat, Lucas. The more, the merrier.
Oh, wow. You're in a good mood.
Don't sound so surprised.
Sorry about that.
Heidi, this is our friend Lucas. Lucas, this is Heidi.
Hey.
Wait, haven't I seen you someplace before?
On the roof of the Manhattan Monthly building, Evelyn is standing on the ledge.
Oh, I knew my keys to the roof would come in handy someday. Well, this is it, Evelyn. Blake doesn't love you. Hell, nobody loves you. There's just no reason to live. No reason at all.
Join us again on Monday for an all-new episode of Scripps and Scruples, a Radio Logo production.